currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. I'm Scott Mullet, and with St. Patrick's Day behind us, let's get started. You know, my mom always said not to run while holding scissors. But who says you can't walk and read at the same time? Try it by taking the King County Library System book cover walking tour. The tour features over 100 framed book jacket covers for all ages in outdoor viewable displays. 8 King County communities are part of the tour, which will continue until the end of May. Kirkland tour locations include Park Place Shopping Center, Kirkland Library, Noah's Bagels, and the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce. Some book covers are Bag the Elephant, Dogs and Cats, and The Greatest Thing Since Sliced Bread. The tour is part of the library system's Take Time to Read initiative. It aims to provide a unique and fun opportunity for people to interact and engage with books. To take the book cover walking tour, start by picking up a guidebook at any KCLS library. Then listen to the tour audio guides on your cell phone. Just dial 425-507-0429 and press the extension number listed beside each book cover title from the guide. You can also download the complete tour to your MP3 player. More information is available on the library's website, kcls.org. And after taking that walking tour, you'll probably be inspired to read a great new book. But you can't decide which book to choose? Visit the Kirkland Library on Saturday, April 9th at 2 p.m. and ask author Nancy Pearl. Nancy is one of America's most popular librarians. She writes books about books you should read. At Kirkland Library, she will present her work, Book Lust, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and reason. In it, she recommends her favorite titles and helps readers find the right book for the right mood. Recommended books are presented in eclectic categories of people, places, and themes. Nancy Pearl will also be presenting another book, Book Lust to Go, recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers, at Shoreline Library on March 21st and Covington Library March 27th. In this book, she suggests novels which take place in exotic and adventurous locations the travelers or dreamers can read about before they visit. Nancy Pearl is a regular book commentator on National Public Radio. She's the author of 6 books. Each guides readers on their quest to find that next great book. For more information on the event, visit kcls.org. For more information about the author, visit her website, nancypearl.com. And how about some more arts and entertainment? Here's Lauda Lowe with this week's story.
Hello again. The Kirkland Arts Center store opened its doors to the public in the winter of 2009. Back then it was called HAS, and in November last year, it celebrated its first anniversary with a fresh look and a new name. So let's take a look around.
The Kirkland Arts Center store operates a Park Place in a 2,000 square foot retail unit and is entirely run by volunteers who are passionate about promoting local talent and handmade art in Kirkland.
Well, first off, they put a call out to artists who wanted to show their work in the store, and I came and brought my work, and then they had a sign-up sheet, and they're like, we need people with great retail experience to come in and work the store and sell the art and work with the guests, and so I really wanted to do that as well. Well, I wouldn't be able to be a printmaker if it wasn't the Kirkland Arts Center wasn't here. I take classes, and I have access to the printmaking press, mm-hmm. and so for me to feel good about that and for us to keep the Kirkland Arts Center alive, I volunteer at several different venues that we have, including the store, the Kirkland Arts Center store.
Some of them are artists themselves.
Out of our 117 artists that show their artwork here at the Kirkland Arts Center store, about 20 of them are volunteers. Almost all of them are artists who have their work in the store. A lot of them take classes at the Kirkland Arts Center. So when you come in and you meet the folks working here, they're artists, they've created what's here. They know a lot about how certain things were created, and they're all from the local area, so we want to support our local arts.
Mary Mack also shared with us her creative process and the inspiration behind her unique artwork.
So a lot of my themes have been about the relationship between young ladies and young girls, friendships between myself and my sisters and my friends when I was little. I grew up in the South, and it was when you were a little girl, you had to wear tights and ride Mary Janes and pleated skirts, and you weren't allowed to play in the mud, and I always wanted to play in the mud with my brothers, but I always felt like I had to wear the cute little red skirts. And so most of my paintings have a portrait of myself or my friends in little red shoes and skirts, and they're usually out in the mud somewhere. I think my motivation to do artwork is actually the process, not always the final product. I think sitting down and working hard and diligently on making sure all the colors are the colors you want to see. I cut out a lot of silhouettes, so I spend a lot of time just cutting out paper that's, you know, shaped like young ladies or shoes or whatnot, and I spend a lot of time in the process. You know, it takes some of these behind me take, you know, several hours just to get the one thing through the printing press. And my love and my joy is actually in the process that it takes to do the printmaking. Mm-hmm. It's not always the final product.
From functional pieces to whimsical and quirky ones, customers can find a wide variety of items at affordable prices, all made by local artists. Krista, a loyal customer of the store, shared her enthusiasm for local art with us.
I love to support local artists because their artwork isn't just, I don't know, buying something here is like, it's just more special and it's unique. And then now I see that my entire house is filled with artists and artwork that I never would have had exposure to. It's really when you can actually give back to what you're passionate about. So I absolutely love that. And I just love the passion of the artist, because then when you come in, if I have a question about anything, there's always an artist that knows not only their work, but they know all the other artists that are here. And so they can go into in really minute detail about how whatever one of these pieces is done and give me a lot more information than just somebody that maybe is working at a retail store that doesn't know the ins and outs of being an artist. So I guess particularly here, I would really appreciate that.
About 50% of the proceeds go towards the Kirkland Art Center, which allocates it to a general fund that helps to support a number of projects, including the Jumpstart program, Circle of Friends scholarships, satellite exhibitions, and outreach efforts.
We have Art for All, where we get to do art with kids a couple times a year. And also, they let me do my own volunteer program in their building, where I taught printmaking to children with autism up in the Skylight Studio. So they do a wonderful thing for the community, and I want to give back as much as I can.
For almost 50 years, the Kirkland Art Center has operated from the historic Peter Kirk Building, which has been converted into an exhibition gallery, community art studio, an education facility serving students of all ages and skill levels.
There's such a variety. You know, sometimes when I go into a gallery, you're looking at just paintings or just one aspect, and here you can get a rabbit for your garden, and then you can also get, you know, a beautiful necklace or a scarf or anything. It's just awesome. It really is. I'll be back. I'm a loyal customer.
So next time you're in the area, drop by the Kirkland Art Center store located at Kirkland Park Place. This is all from me for today, but stay tuned for the next Arts and Culture installment. Thanks for watching.
Thanks, Lauda. For more information about the Kirkland Arts Center and the store, visit kirklandartcenter.org. From the City Council dais, earlier this week, the City Council unanimously approved a 7-year contract with Waste Management, Inc. for the collection of garbage, recyclable items, and compostable materials beginning on July 1st, 2011. The contract provides for services to residential, multifamily, and commercial properties in current city limits and the upcoming annexation area. This means the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate areas currently served by Allied Waste Services will come under Waste Management as well. With this newly negotiated contract comes several service enhancements, including limited restoration of weekly garbage collection at 22 city neighborhood parks, the collection of compact fluorescent bulbs in sealable bags provided by Waste Management, and curbside collection of bundled plastic grocery bags. Other service enhancements include Christmas tree collection in the first 2 weeks of January, more solar-powered garbage compactors downtown, and replacement of diesel vehicles with compressed natural gas vehicles by July 31st, 2012. Also, the new contract provides that if Waste Management misses service for two or more consecutive weeks due to inclement weather, it will deploy collection trucks in affected service areas where customers can go and drop off garbage and recyclables at no charge. For more information about the contract, contact John McGilvray at 425-587-3804. If you're looking for fun and adventure and the benefits of active living, sign up for any one of the many recreational classes and programs offered by the city. The Spring Summer Recreation Guide should be arriving in mailboxes any day now. But if you can't wait that long, go online to www.kirklandparks.net. Registration begins March 21st. Adults can sign up for dance classes like tap and tango, exercise classes like aerobics and Pilates, or special interest classes like flower arranging and short fiction writing. Children can sign up for an array of activities like sports camps, swim lessons, ice skating, musical theater, cooking, and ballet. There are many options to choose from, so check out the guide today. To register online, you'll need to set up an account if you don't already have one. Visit kirklandparks.net or search our regional programs at myparksandrecreation.com. I-405 will close for 53 hours beginning Friday, April 1st at 11 p.m. April Fools! Oh, no, wait, I'm not kidding! Crews really do plan to close all freeway lanes in both directions between Northeast 8th Street and State Route 520 from Friday, April 1st at 11 p.m. to Monday, April 4th at 4 a.m. This is to remove the old Northeast 12th Street bridge. Crews can't safely take down that bridge while traffic passes underneath it. With nearly 450,000 vehicles traveling on I-405 on a typical weekend, this is the Washington State Department of Transportation's biggest closure of the construction season. Removing the bridge will allow crews to finish building a new, longer, wider bridge over I-405 at Northeast 12th Street and make room for new northbound ramps from Northeast 8th and Northeast 10th Streets. The project will also improve safety and traffic flow between I-405 and 520. Plan ahead and use alternate routes or postpone trips. Expect congestion throughout the region and allow extra time for travel. Northbound I-405 off-ramps will be open as far as Northeast 8th Street. Southbound drivers will detour via 520 to 108th Avenue Northeast. Regional drivers not visiting Bellevue should avoid I-405 and stick to I-5, I-90, and 520 if possible. For more information, call the I-405 construction hotline at 425-456-8585 or visit the project website below. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online and on your mobile devices. Imagine you can take me anywhere with you. Just visit the city's website and click Watch On Demand Programming. And catch us on YouTube also. We're always looking for feedback. If you have any news tips, suggestions, comments, please send them to KirklandTV at ci.kirkland.wa.us. And we'll see you next week.